So even all of my actions must be such that the prior state of the world determined them to occur. But then the determinist says, if that's so, there really wasn't any choice, there wasn't any alternative to what actually happened. Given the prior state of things, it was determined what would happen next, what particular thing would happen next. There was no real alternative to what would happen next. So determinism about human actions follows from general determinism, because general determinism is saying that everything that happens in the world follows from prior causes. Human actions are things that happen in the world, they're movements of the body, they result from prior causes. Given that that's so, there was never any real alternative. So when I thought that I have an alternative to choose the vanilla, when in fact I chose the chocolate, I never really had that alternative. It was already determined that I would choose the chocolate, because my nervous system was in a certain state, my mind was in a certain state, and those would determine me to choose the chocolate. I did choose the chocolate. When I say to myself, I could have chosen the vanilla, that's essentially an illusion. I couldn't have chosen that, not given the prior state of the universe. So the determinist is saying something like this. Suppose that there's a cup on the table and the wind is blowing and it blows over and spills the coffee on it. If the cup were to say to itself, I had a choice then. I could have chosen to stay upright and not spill myself over the table. Well, that's obviously a mistake. Why is that a mistake? Because the forces impinging on the cup at that time, its total state, up to the point it fell over, determined it to fall over. There was no alternative given the forces operating on it. In exactly the same way, determinist says, we take a human body, the forces operating on it at a given time completely determine what it will do at any subsequent time. If it does a given thing at a certain time, that's the only thing it could have done at that time. There's no such thing as it could have done something else, given all the forces operating on it at that time. The determinist, if he wants to press the case and make it more persuasive, will say, well, consider the intermediate case between the cup and the human. Let's take a cat. A cat is wondering, cat's saying, shall I stay out where it's a little colder? Shall I stay in where it's warmer? It stands at the door, it wavers. I've seen my cats do this many times. It goes out. Maybe to the cat it seems like it had freedom of choice. But surely, the determinist says, if you look into the cat's entire history, its genetics, its upbringing, its total physical state at that time, then its decision to go out was the only one that could have occurred, because it was the one that resulted from the prior state of the cat's brain and nervous system. And if it seems to the cat it could have stayed in, that's an illusion. Given the prior state, there was only one alternative. Given the prior state of the cup, it could only fall over. Given the prior state of everything, it could only do one thing. So, just as objects in general don't have alternatives before them, they don't have a set of things they might do, even given the way things are fixed prior to that time, just in that same way, a human being doesn't have a set of prior things it might do consistently with the world being as it is at that time. If you change the antecedent conditions, of course, then the world would have gone differently. If my nervous system had been in a different state when I was called upon to make that decision, I might well have chosen the vanilla. But it wasn't in that state, it was only in the state it was in. So given it was in that state, the only subsequent state it could be in was the state of choosing the chocolate. So according to the determinist, there's something radically mistaken in our idea that we're free, because we go over the argument again. To say we're free is to say we have alternatives, which is to say we could have acted otherwise. That means that given the state we were in at that time, I could have chosen more than one thing. So I think I could have chosen the vanilla as opposed to the chocolate, though. In fact, I chose the chocolate. So I think I could have acted otherwise in that situation. But the determinist says that can't be right, because in that situation, everything was determined to be as it was by the present state of that situation. So, in particular, my action was determined. So it seems to me I could have acted otherwise, that has to be a mistake. I couldn't have acted otherwise, because things couldn't have been otherwise given the antecedent state of the universe. Therefore, we're not free, the determinist says. So the determinist is saying the following. Determinism is true in general and of human action. Determinism is inconsistent with human freedom. Therefore, there is no such thing as human freedom. An entirely logical and valid argument. That is, if determinism is true, and if it's inconsistent with human freedom, then there cannot be human freedom. Nothing wrong with the logic of that argument whatsoever. But that's a very worrying conclusion for everybody to come up with, right? We thought we had free choice. We thought we could act otherwise. The determinist has given us an argument to say that's a mistake and we couldn't act otherwise after all. If that's true, of course, and we're not free, we couldn't act otherwise, then we can't be praised and blamed, and there's no such thing as morality.